Good morning. So overnight, the actor Hugh Grant has accepted a settlement payment from the Sun newspaper in London. Now, he'd been talking for years about taking them on, and in fact, he's formed this group called Hacked Off, which are a group of famous people, celebrities, who feel they've been badly done by, have joined in. And in fact, according to Hugh Grant, he says over £1 billion, which is around about $2 billion Australian dollars, billion with a B, has been paid out to settle these cases. And now he's the latest one to have accepted the payment rather than have the matter go to court and be tested publicly. Now, he's saying it's an enormous amount of money and he's reluctant to take it. Part of him would actually like to go to court, but he knows the reality is that even if he was to win, he could be left with a bill of £10 million. And so he's taking the money and he's going to reinvest that into his group so other people can take on newspapers. But the interesting twist about this story is one of the next big high-profile ones to go up against the Sun is Prince Harry. Now, that's not due in court until January of next year. He will probably be offered a settlement amount as well, but Prince Harry seems to be very determined that these things have to be aired publicly and publicly tested.
I think he's been great, Hugh Grant, on this, and people are full of admiration for him.
Yeah, well, what happened was, you know, terrible. I mean, this is not about someone taking your picture when you don't want your picture taken. This is about people whose houses were bugged, phone accounts hacked, medical records accessed. It was absolutely appalling.
And he's quite right. It was summarised once for me many years ago by a bloke who wasn't a lawyer. He described litigation, litigation as follows. When you win, you actually lose. And when you lose, you're stuffed.
Yeah, yeah.